And, of course, it is time for that sports update here on The Breakfast Club. And we do have Mr. Kazi dialing in right now as we speak. Good morning, Mike. Mike, how are you?
I'm all right.
All right.
Can you hear me with the thunder?
I hear the thunder in the background now.
Yeah, it's a big storm here right now.
Yeah, we've got the storms on our doorstep. So, well, and just you're on your cell phone?
No, I'm on my landline.
No, that's bad during a thunderstorm, but we'll get through it.
Yeah, it just started about 5 minutes ago.
All right, where do you want to start in sports?
The Yankees got out to a big lead last night and hung on, beating Toronto 10-8, and the Mets got demolished again by Philadelphia 13-7.
Well, there you go. Red Sox won a big game last night. Now, I know it sounds crazy to say that the Red Sox won a big game because they came back and beat the White Sox. They were down 5-0 in that game, and they came back and won it 6-5. So
yeah, and they haven't been playing well, so they needed to get that win.
They didn't want to fall 9 behind. Want to fall 9 behind. There's something about 9 and 10 that's drastically different than 7 or 8.
Yeah, it just sounds worse, and it is worse.
Yeah. So they were they pulled out a big one last night as well. I don't know if Tampa Bay played or not last night. I'm not sure.
Tampa Bay did not play last night.
All right. So in baseball, things are pretty much status quo if you're a New York fan.
Yes, they are.
Oh gosh, it's amazing.
Michigan beat Vanderbilt last night. Get the first one in the best of three series. They beat them 7-4. So Michigan's one win away from winning the World Series, and they're some of the most unlikeliest of teams that you would expect to win one this year. But they're playing good ball, which was evident by them beating UCLA, the number one ranked team in the Super Regions, and they just followed through with that since. And they've been doing it with good pitching and timely hitting.
Is that the team you want to win?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I don't have any money on them or nothing. I just want them to win.
Yeah, I thought that's you've been following them the past couple of reports you've been talking about.
Yeah, they haven't won a World Series in over 50 years. I think 1960 or 61 was the last time they were in it. And it's just good to see somebody different win for a change.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so let's see what else. Oh, gosh, is there anything else there? I don't know.
Yeah, unfortunately, Spain got beat yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they gave him a penalty kick, and they wound up winning because of a penalty kick.
Yep.
So I don't know if it was a viable call or not. I can't make judgment, but that's how the United States won on a penalty kick. But the good thing is they get to root against them again.
All right, and here's the good news out of the state of Connecticut. The University of Connecticut is bringing the UConn Huskies back to the conference they used, the Big East Conference, the basketball programs. They just want a tougher schedule. They want for both the men and women. The Big East is a better recognized conference, and that means the UConn football team now has to find a new conference to play or play an independent schedule. What the UConn football team should do is what they did when they built it up before. They went independent for a couple of years, and they actually started to play halfway decent football, where they actually made it into the playoffs 2 or 3 years in a row, and then they joined a league. They got to do that again. They got to build their football program from the ground up again. And the athletic director and the head of the college said that the university said they're not giving up on football. That's exactly what they're going to do. But the UConn basketball team belonged back in the Big East. They really did. It was stupid for them to be in this AAA All-America conference in the middle of nowhere. So that's the big news out of Connecticut there, Mike.
Okay.
I can see that. I can see that really excited you to no end.
I'm besides myself.
I would think so. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, so anything else in sports?
Between the Mets and the Yankees, two teams going in different directions. Not much else right now. Nope. I mean, you got the soccer going on. The World Series, to me, is big news. That game two's tonight could be a deciding game. I do believe the freshman is going to be pitching for Vanderbilt, the kid that struck out 19 two starts back. So it should be a real interesting game, a do-or-die game with these kids. I expect it to be a really unforgettable game tonight. either way, because then Michigan either wins first time since 1962, or you get a game three, which is just like a game seven. So, and when Vanderbilt gets put up against the wall, they usually play pretty good. So it should be a good game tonight at 7 o'clock.
All right. Well, hey, I guess there's not much else we could talk about.
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, it is Tuesday. The Mets may do something stupid today. I don't know.
That's right. All right.
I heard that, what's his name? Don Larson's still alive, isn't he? Isn't Don Larson still alive, the guy that pitched the perfect game in the World Series?
Yeah, but better than that, I hear they're going to bring...
The Mets may put him up on the mound today.
No, they're going to bring Willie Mays back as their batting coach.
Willie Mays to play center field? There you go.
He'll be their batting coach.
No, center fielder. Batting coach. He's still young enough to play the field.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets make news. It's not the news you want them to make, but they make news.
They do make news. I can't see this guy lasting much longer, this general manager.
I don't know. You don't know. You don't know how he got the job in the first place. I don't know. Maybe he's working for free and we don't know it. And, you know, if the Wilpons hear that word free, they're taking it.
Okay. All right. We'll speak with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Stay safe in those thunderstorms.
I hope they stay away. I got a game tonight again. We played yesterday, and that was our first game this summer, so hopefully it won't rain anymore and we can get this in, but it rained a lot already.
Yeah. All right, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.